You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. Happy 4th of July. And if you were packing your 4th of July picnic baskets last night and turned on the news, you probably saw that most of the networks led with an economic story. There was a small set of statistics that was released yesterday. The Labor Department told us that employers cut payrolls by 62,000 in June. The jobless rate held steady at 5.5%. The bigger story, though, was that the trend seems to be persistent of declining employment in the U.S. economy. What does it all mean? Is it a holiday doldrum story to lead with the economy, or is there a cumulative effect of drastically reduced confidence in the U.S. economy? Is it weakening to the point that we really need to take a look? Louis Uchitel, New York Times reporter who covers the U.S. economy for us, joins us now. Louis, there is this kind of crisis of confidence, it seems, when you look at the individual statistics. The one that stands out to me was General Motors stock taking such a dive this week and ending up with a 54-year low.
Well, there is an issue of high oil prices, rising cost of getting around, which of course affects General Motors. But there's a broader issue of a weakening economy, weakened partly by the energy crisis, but also by stagnant wages, which are, as the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported yesterday, not for the vast majority, for the vast number of ordinary workers, workers below the rank of management, they've been going up slightly, but inflation has been going up much faster. So purchasing power is being destroyed, and that in effect affects consumption. Consumption affects what companies do, and companies start layoffs. Now, so far, this has been happening rather slowly. There's been job cuts every month for the last 6 months, but they've been at around 100,000 over the last 3 months, and between 90 and 110,000. Not big numbers, but it's chipping away at the economy. And as we chip, and it seems to suggest that in the months ahead, those layoffs will get larger as companies try to adjust to less and less income.
Of course, in the media, you know, we like to evaluate these stories on the basis of each individual chip, but maybe the broader story is the more important one, in that the economy does seem to be slowly stalling out in virtually every sector. I mean, I suppose unless you're an oil company executive, there's not much good to look forward to, and it doesn't seem like there's any sort of sector that leads us out of this stall out that seems to be happening. Would you agree?
No, at the moment there isn't. Yesterday, the only sectors that went up were health care and leisure activities, which means restaurants and hotels. Those are usually low-wage sectors, and as the Bureau of Labor Statistics explained to me, the job growth in those sectors is way below the pace of a year ago.
And those are recessionary indicators, at least if you look culturally. People seek entertainment in times of economic woe. And, of course, healthcare issues, do manifest themselves when economic stresses occur.
Yes, that's all true. But so far, the economy seems to be growing at a very small pace, 1% or so. And there's always the possibility that these numbers will be revised. However much we are not in a recession, that is technically not in a recession, technically not in an economy that's contracting, it certainly feels like a recession when people's purchasing power, wages aren't going up enough for them to maintain their purchasing power, particularly at a time of rising energy costs. So we're going into the election with the mood of the country, and it's measured by confidence surveys, rather bleak.
Do you think this mood is going to have more of a political effect, and this is my last question, or is it going to have bigger economic effects between now and the end of the year?
Well, I think the mood will be a result of a deteriorating, will stay bad. It will be the result of a deteriorating economy. And I suppose at some point, even more than today, the candidates are going to have to address very seriously what to do about it. They are sort of addressing it now, but more in general, you know, campaign terms than in real political terms. The next question will probably be, what sort of a government stimulus package should follow the one that's now expiring? That is the tax rebate checks.
Stimulus package, the sequel. Louis Uchitel, New York Times reporter, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Sure.